We're gonna play on and stand strong with Jolo and Dibs. Turn the game on. Bump up the volume. It's time to play ball. Jolo and Dibs. Turn the game on.
We are four days away from the NFC Championship game. It is championship week here on Jolo and Dibs, 95.7 The Game. Good morning and welcome to the show. Excellent to have you with us, as always. Nick Collins, Pro Bowl safety, spent 8 years with the Green Bay Packers. We'll go behind enemy lines with him at 8 o'clock. Good friend of the show, Marty Morningweg, former NFL head coach, former offensive coordinator, spent 4 years with the Niners as the offensive coordinator from 97 to 2000. He's going to join us at 8:30. Michael Silver at 9:05. And the Warriors played last night. Came up a tad short against Dallas. No shame in that. The Mavericks have been outstanding this season. But because they played, call of the game at 9:30, your chance to win a $100 gift certificate to Schroeder's. Anniversaries today.
Oh, big
ones. Lots of anniversaries. You stumbled across a big one just a few moments ago.
Yeah, 25 years ago, NFC Championship, Niners and the Dallas Cowboys. What a rivalry. And the Niners finally got over on the triplets, winning that game 38-28. They, of course, Lowe, would go on to the Super Bowl and win their last Super Bowl, their fifth Super Bowl. This whole year has been about quest for six. They got the fifth back in 1995, and it was 25 years ago today that they won the NFC Championship game over Dallas. Wow, time sure flies.
Where's
kid.
The time going? 25 years since then.
25
years. Eric Davis, our good friend, got it started. 44-yard interception return to grab a 7-0 lead. Ricky Waters on a 29-yard pass from Steve Young, you may have heard of him. 14-0 Niners. And then it was William Floyd with a 1-yard rush. Doug Bryan with the kick. 21-0 in the first quarter before Michael Irvin responded with a 44-yard touchdown pass from Troy Aikman. 21-7 at the end of one. What a great overbet. Game ended 38-28. What a great overbet.
No question it was.
I was probably on the under that day.
Yeah. I mean, I can't believe how 25 years, how fast it goes. The older you get, Joe, you're starting to see it now, like me and Mr. Dan Dibley is. The older
Don't
you
get, me in with that.
The faster,
Don't love me in with you, too.
It goes faster and faster. You're like, yep. Where'd it go? You just sit around. It's like,
I'm slowing it down.
I'm trying. Tell me how. Give me the secret, because I'm trying to slow it down. I just can't seem to get my hands on it. I tell you right now, I don't want to slow down this Sunday. These Niners got Green Bay coming to town, and I don't want that to slow down. I can't wait for that game.
Look at you. So you're going to be back down there? You're going to do the whole thing, the sidelines, the suit? You're going to be in the locker room? You're going to give us the full report come next Monday?
I can't wait. I'm excited. I'm fired up, too.
We should open it up to the Chilton Auto Body text line 95795. Who do you want Lowe to talk to?
Right. And
what do you want Lowe to ask them? Now, obviously, if the worst-case scenario plays out, there will be no tomfoolery.
Right.
But if the Niners handle their business in this game, perhaps Lowe can slip a question or two in there that might surprise some people. Chilton Auto Body 95795. Let's get the best questions.
Let's do
the
it.
Best people.
Actually, and then I'll record it, and we'll come in and play it for you. So we'll get a question. I got a question.
That's radio right there.
I love it. For one of the listeners. One of the listeners wanted to know this, Quan. Boom.
That'd be good. Richard Sherman, it'd be good for you to interview Richard Sherman if you had a chance to throw out a question for old 25.
Love to. Absolutely.
Quan, listeners want to know, what size drawers you wear? Man, who are you?
And
you O'Neal?
And it was like, legendary. That's it.
Right.
That's his go-to.
That's the first time he wouldn't say legendary. He'd be like, man. And I'm done with this. You see him walking off getting fined. How come you got fined? I wouldn't answer questions. Why not? This guy's asking me about my draw size. All fun and games here, but not for the Boston Red Sox, who fired manager Alex Cora after just two seasons. Has a guy ever won a World Series in his first year as a manager, and then 2 years later, he gets you-know-what canned? Done. Because Cora, if you remember, was the bench coach with the Houston Astros in 2017. He seems to be, I don't want to use the word architect, but he seems to be one of the masterminds behind, as I go with a synonym, masterminds behind the Houston Astros cheating scandal, which has now spread its way to the Northeast. So for those of you who are scoring at home, general manager of the Houston Astros, A.J. Hinch, suspended for a year from Major League Baseball without pay, also fired by owner Jim Crane. Former manager, or that's A.J. Hinch is the manager, Jeff Luhnow, the general manager, suspended for a year as well without pay, also fired by Jim Crane. And now Alex Cora gets run from the Red Sox. There could be more coming. We don't know what the penalty is going to be for Cora from Major League Baseball. I'm going to start with this. How bad is this? This seems really bad. This seems a lot worse than I originally thought. Major League Baseball is clearly trying to make a big statement here.
Yes, it's very bad, Joe, because you had your 2017 championship now tainted because we know they cheated. And then the bench coach goes over to the Red Sox. They win it in 2018. And now MLB continues to investigate Boston to see what Boston may have done vis-a-vis cheating on the way to their championship. Thank goodness for the 2019 Nationals, Lowe, a team that it appears, knock on baseball bat wood, it appears that they weren't involved in this cheating scandal. If not, it would be three straight champions all tainted. This reminds me of what the NCAA basketball went through when they had all those titles vacated in the early aughts.
You got to clean it up.
Right.
You do have to clean this up. Major League Baseball has a problem. Because if you look at these teams, and they are having success, I disagreed with Guru, and Guru, with all due respect, and, you know, put the rat on the table because, you know, that's what Guru likes to say.
He came in yesterday, joined the show. You're referencing that point.
Yeah, and he just said, well, it's baseball, and I played it, and I know it's still hard to hit the ball. So signs, because they're banging, what does that got to do with it? I understand that, but that's why you played at a minor level. That's why he's never been a pro. That's why he was just playing in high school. He's not a pro. People can say, oh, I played football. You didn't play pros. You don't know what it's like. You don't know the intricate parts of it. It's hard enough to win. Now, you got to realize, if you're a pro, you're practicing way more than a guy that's played in high school, college, junior high. The flight line, the swing line that you're in, you know it's within inches. And it becomes repetition. I knew how to block because I knew I was getting out in that sled, and I knew the repetition where I'm going to hit you in this particular spot more times than none, because repetition becomes muscle memory.
Yeah.
So now you're talking about a guy still and talking about banging. Okay, the banging. So I know what pitch is coming. So I'm going to swing that bat on that line. And now I know it's this. It's a curve. I'm going to swing it different than a furve, than a fastball, than a knuckleball. So it's crazy for people to think that that doesn't enhance the probability. It does help in some sense, without a doubt.
Is this worse than the PED scandal?
I would say no.
You'd say no?
Not quite yet, because that turned out to be so widespread and over so many years. But if MLB doesn't act, this could turn into something that is akin to the PED scandal. If you find out that more and more teams use this electronic equipment to steal signs, and you're right, Lo, but in sports, there's this sort of sign stealing that's gone on for the better part of 100 years. But if you do it naturally and organically, that's fine. If the catcher's not hiding his signs and you can pick it up from second base, that's one thing. But if you're using TVs and you're using the video replay room and you're using electronics to cheat, that's a different level.
And the guy at second base is akin to the poker player who, because you're leaving your cards exposed, he glances over, he takes a peek, he sees what you have. That's your fault. You got to keep your cards covered up. So if you're on second, you're able to get a look. Nothing wrong with that. That's in the field of play. You're supposed to be there. You should have a heads up. But I find it hard to believe the Astros are the only ones doing this. Every year, there's some sort of allegation that pops up. Remember in Toronto a few years ago, the random guy in the outfield who was flashing his arms and stuff at random odd times, and people were accusing the Blue Jays of stealing signs and then signaling them in through this guy in the outfield. It's everybody's got this. It's like UFO encounters. We've got so much talk of UFO encounters. You've got to figure at some point there's been a UFO. Roswell is essentially what's happening in Houston. It's the ship landing, and now all of a sudden people are seeing it. All the other stuff are just encounters, but the Astros aren't the only one doing this. I think if you look back, if you peeled this thing back, this would turn into PEDs. It'd be the same thing. Just like it was, oh, wait, it was Canseco, and then, oh, my God, it's all these guys. I think it'd be a bunch of teams that in some way, shape, or form are looking for the edge.
I think it can be just as worse as PEDs, because if you look at what's going on, I mean, you got to look at what's going on with these teams. A lot of them are winning, and they're winning at a higher clip. So they are having success. So if you start seeing more of these teams, you talked about, alluded to Boston, went to Boston. Now the guy went to Houston. Both those two, there's a correlation. There's a correlation because some of the things that he was doing, it put merit that they started winning more. So because everyone has the talent. So, yes, I think it can turn into something just as worse as PEDs because of the fact that merit championship. We look at New England. Everyone talks about Belichick and how he's a great coach. Yeah, I understand that. But when you have to go and film and go look at certain things, because he's that good of a coach, you already got good players and you're that good of a coach. Now I know if you motion across and I know that you bring an exercise and I'm going to bring the safety and I bring the safety down, say, okay, motion across, bring the safety down, and now bring the linebacker, have him put two guys that you can't block. I just made the probabilities that I'm going to usually win on that play.
It's a great word to use here because it's all about probabilities.
Absolutely.
You know, baseball, it's all about the margins.
Absolutely.
The swing plane you're talking about,
yes.
All these hitting coaches are coming in now and talking about launch angle. Let's adjust the launch angle by 3 degrees. You'll hit more home runs.
Absolutely.
That's what this is about. It's about finding that margin.
And now I got two guys because I stole your playbook and I filmed you practicing. And now I see when two guys are on that side, I know you can only block one, and I'm bringing the linebacker inside. So he's got inside out contained. So now if he's coming from the inside and I already got the safety that you're trying to block, that's going to kick him out, the running back has to turn inside to a linebacker that's going to get him at an angle. So I just made my probability that I can tackle him easier. He's not going to be able to take me on. But that is an advantage for the team. So if you're doing that, getting those type of competitive angles or that type of competitive edge, without a doubt, it is helping your chances of winning and being more successful.
All right. You know what? The phone lines are lighting up on this. We'll bring the billions in. 888-957-9570. The MLB cheating scandal, the filming that has been taking place that has embroiled all of baseball. What should happen? Should these guys be banned for life? Is this worse than PEDs? Think about it for a moment. Is it worse than PEDs? You're going to keep guys like Barry Bonds out of the Hall of Fame, but the Astros get to keep their World Series title? Is that fair? 888-957-9570. Man, I'm so fired up right now. Best part of the day. Hey, Stephen Langford.
Cool.
What's up with the Warriors?
What's up with the Warriors is brought to you by Ceramani Ford, your San Francisco Ford dealer. The Warriors started the 3-game homestand last night against the Dallas Mavericks, and it was a tough one as they fell 125-97. Jacob Evans sustained an injury in the second quarter after taking an elbow to the face. He is day-to-day as of right now. And some roster news as the Warriors re-signed center Marquise Chris to a 2-way contract.
There you go. There you go. Good stuff. Thank you, Stephen. I didn't want to have to talk to him today, him and that whole, the Chiefs are the best team left. All right. It's great. It's great.
Number one, Joe.
I don't like the trolling leading into us. We're troll free.
Yeah.
You know us. We don't troll around here. Right down the middle, fair and balanced, just like Fox News. It's so funny to say stuff like that. All right. Phone lines are open. 888-957-9570. PEDs or the Astros. What's worse? Joe Lowe and Dibs back in a flash here on 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Joe Lowe and Dibs.
Crazy, crazy, crazy.
On 95.7 The Game.
Alex Cora dismissed as manager of the Boston Red Sox. You think you have it bad as a Giants fan as they go through a rebuild, right? Imagine being these teams. Houston has to fire its general manager and its manager, and the World Series that they so covet is tainted. Boston's World Series is about to be tainted. They just had to fire Alex Cora. Alex Cora, in his first year there, won a World Series. Then managed them last year. He's out. Now there's speculation Carlos Beltran was in Houston as well. What's going to happen with him in the Mets? Now the Mets are coming in the fire, but how bad is this? Originally, I looked at this. I'm like, yeah, it's baseball. Someone's looking for an edge. It's like NASCAR. Someone's trying to trick out the car. It's like Belichick and the Patriots trying to film. We have this everywhere. Everyone's trying to get an edge everywhere you look. So how bad is it? But it really seems bad. It really seems bad now that every single day there's another major piece of news to fire these guys. I mean, damn. So now I'm wondering, is this as bad as PEDs? 888-957-9570. Dip says no. He thinks PEDs was worse. Where do you land on that? Do you think this is worse than the PED scandal?
I think it's just as worse because now it's a trickle-down effect. And now you're going to see who's all been doing it. And people said, oh, you still got to hit the ball. You're on PEDs. You still got to hit the ball, and you still got to do those things. But if it wasn't a big deal, then people would have still been able to go to the Hall of Fame. If it wasn't a big deal, people wouldn't have got suspended. They'd have just let them keep doing it. Even though, you know, it's still because it's hand and eye coordination. People say, well, you know what? You can take steroids. I know guys are taking steroids that look great, but they couldn't go out and play baseball. Right, because they're not trained to play baseball.
Great.
I know
exactly.
So you're looking at all these things. People are like, well, it doesn't help. They can't. Yeah, you're right. But they're not professionals. And that's why when you hear people come in and say, oh, but you still got to do this. You still got to hit the ball. I get that. But any advantage helps. That's why it's an added advantage. So I look at this thing and say, yes, you had two teams that win a championship in Major League Baseball because people can look and say, look, that guy was still there. There is a correlation. So I don't care how they look at it. And if baseball's making these harsh decisions right now, firing these guys, doing this, because they know the integrity of the game, baseball's already a dying sport. They're saying we have to make drastic decisions because of the fact this is bad. How do you think the other teams feel? That these other teams won a championship, but now they know they were still, they knew the signs. They're making things. They knew everything. It wasn't like they trained the scouting report. It was, no, it's indefinitely because we know what they're doing. You don't think those teams think that they got robbed? I know if I'm a champion, if you won a championship and you're runner-up and they come out and say, this happened, you're like, dude, they stole that. That's not right.
You are really pissed about this.
I've
never seen you so pissed about anything baseball-related before. I love it, is what I want to be clear about that. But damn.
Because it makes sense.
You're right, though. Two teams so close in talent. I mean, the Houston-Dodgers series went 7 games.
So close.
7 games. If you're the Dodgers, and I know no one here is going to shed a tear, but the reality is, if you're looking back thinking if they may have gained that small of an edge in a 7-game series and it cost you a World Series, that's got to sting, man. Like, Clayton Kershaw's legacy
right.
is completely based on the fact that he cannot win in the postseason.
And you saw CC Sabathia make comments yesterday on Showtime talking about how he feels robbed because they were going up against Boston.
Yep.
And Boston in 2018 beat the Yankees, and it's even if it's in small part because of this cheating scandal. To your point, Game 7, what if it's one at-bat where a guy got a base hit, which drove in the run that ultimately led to the victory, and the Clayton Kershaw angle is fascinating because everyone talks about him as a postseason choker, this and that. If Houston doesn't cheat and the Dodgers win the World Series, even though Kershaw has struggled in October, he still is a champion.
Honestly, I think this is worse than the PED scandal in terms of the edge that's been gained. Hang with me here. People will think that this is just, you know, prisoner of the moment, and I can understand that. The PED situation was one guy. Now, it was multiple guys, but I'm saying one guy within a team. It's not as if the entire team got together and said, we're all going to do this to get an edge. Everybody's going to take PEDs. It was one guy here, one guy there, maybe 4 or 5 guys on a team, whatever. And you gained an edge.
Right.
You did gain an edge over the opposition. I want to make that clear. But it wasn't a concerted effort. People always want to point to Bonds. How many at-bats did Bonds get in a game? 4 max? Right? Barry Bonds had multiple innings. The majority of the innings the Giants played with Barry Bonds when he was under those allegations, Barry Bonds didn't even participate in. Right? From a hitting perspective, Barry Bonds did not participate in the majority of the innings. But when you bring an entire team together and they're all working together to get an edge on every single pitch, that seems worse to me. It seems like you can have a greater impact doing what the Astros did than doing what the guys
individual.
Did with PEDs.
Absolutely.
Unless every guy on the team's taking PEDs.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a good point.
If it's 2 or 3 guys, yes, they are cheating the game. They are breaking the rules. They're gaining a leg up. Barry's going to hit in the first. I'm not going to keep using Barry. Let's go back to Palmeiro.
Sosa, any of those guys.
Right. So
Sosa. Because
Sosa.
Barry, we don't, you know, yeah. Yeah,
that's a good friend of yours.
Find the guys who actually, let's use the guys who, Barry always gets put to the top because he's got all the records.
Right.
It's the biggest name. But let's find the guys who were actually nailed. Give me who was actually nailed. I can't even.
Canseco.
Well, he's such a lunatic. That doesn't even, did Sosa get nailed for it?
I don't think he necessarily got nailed for it, but he was in the Mitchell report. He was one of the names in there.
He got nailed for it, I think, just, you know, because he had impetigo and he's turned this white.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there.
Yeah.
That whole thing really got interesting.
Rafael Palmeiro is a guy you could use.
He told Congress no.
Right.
So I don't know.
Big Mac.
A-Rod? You can't lie to Congress.
Mark McGuire, A-Rod. Big McGuire.
I like A-Rod now, though.
I like
it's tough. I have to find a face for this. I kind of don't have a face. Let's just say Player X.
Player X
gets in at bat in the first inning. Great. But he might not hit in the second. He might not hit in the third.
Right.
He's not having as much of an impact. Seems like every single Houston batter is going to be hearing a bang from the dugout or something like that. So I'd say that. Number two.
Gives you a competitive edge.
Number two, if the PED guys can't go to the Hall of Fame, if the individual cheating prevents you from individual glory, the team cheating has to prevent you from the team glory. You got to lose the World Series. You have to. You have to take it away. The problem there, possession's 9/10 of the law. They already have the World Series. It's harder to take the World Series away from someone than to deny you access to the Hall of Fame.
If I'm Reggie Bush, I jump on this right now and be like, look what happened to me. I'm an individual. All I did was take money to better myself and my family. Look what they took away.
That seems ridiculous
title.
In comparison to this.
Thank you. This is ridiculous. The Sandusky issue. We know what he did is horrible. Like you said, horrible. But you punished the kids for 20 years later. I mean, the crime doesn't fit for these individuals. I look at this situation. You know, we all got kids. And you look at your kids trying to get a scholarship. If he's scoring a high SAT, say he's getting freaking one of the highest. But a kid beats him by, he gets 10 points more. But the kid had all the answers to the ACT or SAT. What are you going to say? It's just the SAT. My son would be all right. Now he was the last slot. He lost because someone else did that.
Right.
How would you feel? So people are going to come up there and say, oh, it's different. How is it different? still money. It costs you money. It costs your son the opportunity. It costs a championship. It costs people that put in the right time and did the right study habits to know the answers by studying and doing it right. He knew the answers because he did put in the time. Now someone's giving you the signs and answers. Now you know this is where I need to be in my plane.
It's like that's all those cheap parents who paid for their kids, yes, to get in those universities, Lori Loughlin and all those
Aunt
other.
Aunt Becky.
Yeah.
Aunt Becky just hired a consultant to talk her through what it would be like in prison.
Wow.
Because she's bracing for prison. That's tough. That's tough, Pete, right there.
You got me locked up.
Phone lines. Pat, Eric, John, Billy, everybody on hold. I promise, we're coming to you next. We're just hot right now. You guys are going to be heard next. What's coming up in the game is brought to you by Whole Foods Market. The current cheating scandal. Technology permeating Major League Baseball. Is it worse than the PED scandal? Should the Astros have their World Series title stripped? Joe Lowe and Dibs back in a flash here on 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Joe, Lowe, and Dibs.
When you're talking to Loneal, you have to end it on an up note.
On 95.7, The Game.
Alex Cora has been dismissed as the manager of the Boston Red Sox. He delivered a World Series title just 2 years ago, which was his first season with the club. Managed him last year as well, and now he's out. He got caught up in the Astros cheating scandal, and it's getting everybody. It's got the Astros. It's got the Red Sox. It's going after the Mets. Last time the Mets got caught was Madoff. He got him good. And now the Astros are trying to get in there as well. As Carlos Beltran is obviously tied to the Astros, and everyone's trying to figure out what needs to happen. We're trying to figure out how big of a deal this is. I got to be honest. I swung and missed. I saw this, and I guess I'm so desensitized to everyone trying to get a leg up, whether it's Wall Street, whether it's the politicians, yeah, the government, everybody just trying to cheat everybody else. Yeah. I see this and it's like, whatever, no surprise. But now there's outrage. People are getting fired. I'm wondering, is this like PEDs back in the aughts? Is that what we're faced with here? Is this the next era of cheating in baseball? Credit to Rob Manfred, right, coming down with the hammer on everybody.
Trying to nip it in the bud, but this could be the tip of the iceberg. You mentioned Beltran, and what about other Astros who've gone on to other teams? Have they infiltrated those organizations with this sort of cheating, these shenanigans? I don't think we've seen the end of the story just yet.
There's got to be a dude who's recently retired, who wants to get a gig on TV, who didn't play for the Astros, but he played elsewhere, and he's going to blow the whistle on him. Mark my words, that's coming. Someone's going to come out, look, man, I was with the Dodgers, and I was with the White Sox, and not to throw those teams under the bus. I'm just throwing out hypotheticals, but this is big and big. Remember, Canseco wrote the book. Like, there are guys right after any major scandal happens, if you want to get a gig on TV, like Kendrick Perkins, right? Went on TV and just starts bashing Durant and everybody at every turn. Now all of a sudden he's a regular fixture. That's how you get the gig. If there's a former major league player who's looking for a spot on TV, this is how it's going to be. Just come on out and air everyone's dirty laundry, and then boom, now everyone wants to hear what you have to say. You get a lot of run for a few weeks. Hey, we kind of like this guy. Let's keep him on for the Major League Baseball season. I think it's only going to get worse. Someone's going to see a money-making opportunity here, and they're going to go ahead and they're going to blow the roof off another organization, and it's going to peel back. Why do you think Rob Manfred told all of MLB they can't comment on this? He told every other team in baseball, no comments. Everyone be quiet. If you're asked about it, you tell them flat out, we've been told by the commissioner we are not allowed to comment on this situation. That's how bad it is. Let's go to the billions. Eric in San Francisco. Eric, thank you for patiently waiting on hold. We appreciate it. Your thoughts on this system, the cheating scandal.
You know, I got to tell you, I don't know if it's Manfred running the show or if it's Roger Goodell, but I got to be honest with you, it's absolutely ridiculous. You fine an owner $5 million, you dog draft picks, that's nothing. What they've done is they've taken jobs away from other pitching coaches or hitting coaches. They've taken jobs away from players. They've padded statistics. You know, the Major League Baseball is all about stats. The difference between a $50 million contract and a $100 million contract is maybe 10 home runs by an Altuve or a player like that. If I were the Major League Baseball, I would strip the titles from both teams. I would suspend every single coach involved with it. You can't suspend all the players because everybody was colluding on those particular teams for the most part. But what I would do is, by stripping those titles, you take the trophies, you put them in the Hall of Fame, you put an asterisk underneath, you tell the story about it, like the Black Sox scandal, and then every single major league player that was involved in this, now they've got these rings that are nothing but paperweights because you're going to be too embarrassed to wear them and tell the story about how you cheated. This takes jobs away. It's not the right thing to teach our kids. You guys are all parents now. I'm so upset with this. This is, you know, sports is supposed to be the only real thing that we deal with. Anything else is fake, but sports is real. And when you alter it because of something like this. You know, baseball is a game of inches. You know, if you know a pitch is going to be a fastball or an off-speed pitch, it's a difference between a pop fly, a foul ball, or a home run. I'm absolutely upset with this, and I think Major League Baseball needs to come down with a heavy, heavy hammer.
All right. That is probably the best possible call we could have to start the series of calls. That's the emotion and the passion we want to see. The Astros were fined the $5 million, by the way, which was the max allowable. It's not as if they could go any higher. That's not to devalue the point of the caller. Just wanted to bring some clarity to the situation. They hit him with as hard as they could, collectively bargained.
Right.
So there you go.
And you wonder about the future of Cora and Hinch and Lunau, if they'll ever be able to get jobs again, whether it's in the dugout, in the front office, or even as broadcasters. You think about Mark McGwire and how long he was out before he became a hitting coach. It was a good 10 years where he was basically blackballed for his part in the PED scandal.
John and Benicia. John, thank you for the phone call. Your thoughts on the cheating scandal that has embroiled all of Major League Baseball.
Well, you know, Joe, I agree with you that I think it is really a team effort. And I will just say, you know, growing up in Southern California, I think you can tell what I feel about the 17 and 18 World Series. But here's another point, and I think that the last caller was also touching on it, is who was the AL MVP in 17? Altuve. Who was the AL MVP in 18? Mookie Betts. What kind of contract is Mookie looking at right now?
What did he just get? I think it through arbitration, he just got like $27 million, didn't he? He's going to get $27 yeah. million for this season, 27, 28. He's getting paid big time.
Yeah, and based on what? Based on really what happened in 2018 when he was with the Red Sox and they're being accused of cheating. Think about Aaron Judge. Do you think he had incentives in 2017 if he won the MVP? He came in second to Altuve. So, yeah, does it affect teams?
Wow,
yes.
Strong.
The last caller said, what did it impact to other individual players because they did not benefit from what the Astros and Red Sox had?
That's a great point, and that's a great phone call. Remember, it seems small when you're tipping the scales. This is the famous Brad Pitt line from Moneyball. We are card counters trying to flip the odds at the casino. But this is what comes – sports betting, poker, blackjack, what they're doing in Major League Baseball. To gain an edge on someone, it's not about finding something that can beat everybody every time, winning 100%. That type of thing does not exist. But if you can create an edge to where you're 3% better 27 times a game, times 162 games, that becomes huge. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like you might say, well, you know, they're just relaying it. He's only really being tipped off that it's a curve instead of a slider. What does that really mean? It means a lot when you have that advantage on that pitch for that player, maybe four times a game, times the other seven hitters in the National League, because the pitcher, we don't necessarily include him, but you get where I'm going. Multiply that out over the course of a game, then multiply it out over the course of a season. That turns out to be a huge edge. That's like in sports betting. What's the difference between betting the 7 and the 7.5? Well, you know what? It might not mean that much. But if it lands on 7, I push and you lose because you laid 7.5. Now, that's just one bet. But you add that scenario up over the course of one football season, 5 football seasons, 10 football seasons. We're talking about hundreds of bets. We're talking about making a living because of those little margins. So it's not little by any sense of the imagination. It's little the one time it happens. But when you multiply it out over the course of a game, a season, a decade, whatever it may be, it becomes a massive edge that you have accumulated. Card counters don't know what's coming. It's not as if they know blackjack's on the next hand, but they count to a point where they can give themselves a reasonable idea of when the deck is loaded. Then they increase their bet. Now, doing it one session for 1 hour, you might still lose money. But if you do it a 5-hour session every day for 365 days, you're going to clean the casino out. You're going to have an unbelievable edge over them, and that's why you are going to get banned. That's what this is. It looks like it's a 1% or 2% edge, but when you multiply it out over the long term, it becomes a massive advantage over the opposition.
Especially when you do it in the big moments and it turns into wins in big games, and then you go on to win a World Series. And that's where this is so fascinating, because the caller said back-to-back MVPs on teams where this cheating took place, and back-to-back teams that won the championship, and yet here we sit with no knowledge of whether or not this was more widespread than that. I give Rob Manfred credit, the MLB commissioner, in trying to tamp this down as quick as possible, but keep in mind, Joe, pitchers and catchers report in about 3.5 weeks. This could still be the headline story when the teams are heading to Florida and Arizona.
Without question. Everyone's going to be asking about it when they get to Florida.
Yeah, it will be. And I think that you look at it, and you know, after you cut the serpent's head off, now what do? You got to look at this and say, man, baseball's got a healing process. Baseball's got to make sure that they do the right thing, put things in place that for these type of things don't happen. When the PEDs were rampant in baseball, they did some tough things to make sure they cleaned up the game. Now you're in a situation where you got to go to management and you got to go to ownership, because it starts at the top. You look at owners. Owners are allowing, they know the people that they're hiring, their GMs. So you got to look at GMs and ownership and say, okay, owners do have to be involved to understand who's running their team, who's the guys, because it's a black eye on them as well. It's a black eye on ownership. It's a black eye on the league. So now GMs and coaches and all, they do need to have closer dialogue to make sure, hey, my coach, my skipper, my manager that I put in place, that he is making sure that he's doing and compliant to what we're trying to do. Baseball as a whole has to fix this problem and make sure that moving forward, that the GMs and coaching is in a place where they're going to respect the game and get rid of this type of competitive edge that everyone's seeking to get.
All the good stuff brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises. Phone lines are juiced. Billy, Crash, Austin, I see you guys and everyone else. You're up next. We'll let it roll for another segment. Should the Astros be stripped of the World Series championship they won in 2018? 888-957-9570. Joe Low and Dibs, 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Joe Low and Dibs.
Kanya!
On 95.7 The Game.
Why is it that when a team cheats and the team gets caught cheating, the team gets to keep glory? Why is the World Series going to remain in Houston in 2017? Why do they get to keep the championship if they have been deemed to have cheated? Seems like a bit of a double standard, right? We're going to look at Barry Bonds' career and we're going to say everything you did is worthy of Cooperstown. But because we believe you took performance-enhancing drugs, we are going to keep you out. Okay, I can get that rationale. I can get that. If that's how you're going to do it, fine. But let's keep it even across the playing field. If an entire team got caught cheating and they won the World Series that year, why do you get to keep the World Series?
Right. At the very least, you should get hit with an asterisk, which, of course, was the big thing with Barry Bonds when he had the 73 home runs. There'll be an asterisk next to that in the record book. The real home run record is still Roger Maris, of course, because Sosa and Maguire broke Maris's record, but they had an asterisk as well because they cheated yet. And I wonder.
Feels like Maris should get the asterisk because he's the only one of that group that didn't cheat.
Right.
So that's the asterisk.
The asterisk of joy, not the asterisk of shame. Like in the old Simpsons, attach the stone of shame to Homer Simpson's in the famous Stonecutters episode. But I digest, as we like to say.
You get the Simpsons in the show quite a bit.
I love that show, and it's one of the longest running. I think it is the longest running show. Episodic show, anyway, in TV history. Like, 60 minutes is not episodic. It's a new show, but it's a double digestion here.
I thought Mash had it, but I didn't know that. Wow.
No, Simpsons coming up on 30 years, but I wonder if Rob Manfred doesn't step in here at some juncture and do something about the last two, not Washington, but Boston and Houston, and say, you got to give back the trophy, or at the very least, you get hit with an asterisk.
Well, maybe not Boston just yet. We know Cora was the manager there. We know they won the World Series. I think there's a lot of suspicion. Do they have any real definitive proof of Boston cheating to the extent they have with Houston?
I don't think that we have the slashing or the smashing of garbage cans, the clanging of cans just yet. But the fact that Cora's there, it's circumstantial evidence right now at the least.
It's such an elaborate 21st century caper right up until it's bats banging trash cans, and then it's right back to the Stone Age.
Right.
Right? We're going to use this fancy camera and the quick relay of technology, and we're going to get it to an iWatch, and we're going to have everyone in the loop. And then the final portion of the whole thing is take your club and bang it off a stone like Bob Caveman. Should they lose the World Series? Should they strip them of the title?
I think that you look at everything, all the circumstances just around the world in sports, and you see the harsh decisions that people in power have made. I think that you have to look at this and say, yes, they should lose their title. I really do. I think that when you look at baseball and look at the position that it's in, if you're for the good of just the psyche of these different players, I'm telling you, you heard CeCe, and before Dibs brought up what CeCe said, I was on that same thing. Like, wow, as a player and as a team, if you were in that championship or even playing, you're like, dude, they robbed me. And especially, too, if you're pitching, you're thinking, dude, they know what I was throwing. And they know this is the line that I swing the bat on because they're pros.
You've long maintained that Marshall Faulk feels he was cheated out of that Super Bowl against
Marshall
the Patriots.
Marshall Faulk today feels that they would have won that game if the Patriots didn't know their signs. They feel that they were cheated. I'm telling you.
And like when they were on the field, Kirk Cousins, Marshall being one of the greatest to ever do it.
Kurt Warner, all of them feel that way. They don't.
That the Patriots, like defensively, the Patriots had such a great game plan against the greatest show on turf.
Yes.
It was because they had an edge. Like when you were out there, they knew how to react to what the Rams were doing.
Absolutely. And if you're that well coached and you have those type of coaches and your players say, hey, I'm buying in, you have a huge advantage. Here's look no further than this. I can give you, in this you can say, you're absolutely right, but it wasn't cheating, but it was a competitive edge. And it worked to a T. John Lynch. John Lynch said that he knew because they hired Chucky Gruden and the Raiders did not change a play.
Right.
03 Super Bowl.
They said it was not. They said it was funny. It was laughable. They knew right away. They're like this. It was like everything that they said. That wasn't a competitive edge.
Callahan didn't change any of the calls. Yeah, it wasn't. Gruden, having been there the year before, knew it, so he told Tampa Bay, and they just knew what was coming.
And walked through. They said it was so easy. They're like, we cannot believe. And now you're talking about having pros that know that, now that have that competitive edge? That's right there is a prime example of what a competitive edge does for you if you know what's going on.
Billy in San Francisco. Billy, welcome to the show, and thank you for patiently waiting on hold. What should Major League Baseball do to the 2017 Astros?
Well, being a fan for 48 years of the A's, it kind of chops us the wrong way, doesn't it? I mean, we got to be in their division and win 97 games 2 years in a row, and we're still 10 games back of these guys. They absolutely got to do something. Fires formerly with the Astros, with the A's now, he came out and said something that they did. They did the cheating with electronics or what have you. I thought it was also they had like a little like in the movie Casino, they had a little device that taps them on the thigh or whatever to also give a tell of a pitch. However, there was a game in particular in 2017 when Cotton was on the mound pitching for the A's. It was like our first series to the A's, our first series to the Astros, and we're there. We're winning in the third inning. And Springer's up the bat on a 2-1 pitch with two men on, and he goes and hits the ball on a curveball, on an unorthodox 2-1 pitch curveball. And when he hit that ball, I went, oh, my God, he just got all over that. And my son, he's a collegiate baseball player right now, and he says, Dad, he knew that pitch was coming. I said, of course he knew it. He's a pro. He goes, no, he knew that ball was coming. He goes and takes it in the seats. We end up losing that game like 11-5, but – he did know that pitch was coming, and he brought that to my attention just a couple weeks ago when they said, hey, they're in big trouble because they've been cheating. So they knew stuff was coming.
All right, appreciate the phone call. Crash in Petaluma. Crash, thank you for the phone call. Your thoughts on the situation?
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. Basically, I was just calling. I wanted to make a point when you were talking about PEDs versus the whole issue with the sign stealing. Biggest thing is with the PEDs is you had 2, 3, 4 guys sometimes on any team, pitchers, batters, all kinds of different players. We find out now are actually taking PEDs and gaining the competitive edge that they did. Where with this, at least so far, all we've heard is maybe a couple teams, one in particular, that actually won a World Series, and you can literally hear the banging of the drums in the dugout. So when you really compare the two, it actually, in my opinion, is way worse than PEDs because, if you got Clemens throwing to Bonds, well, isn't that just an even matchup pretty much for the most part? So it really doesn't really take one team over the top when guys are taking PEDs. Now, if you're going to talk about getting into the Hall of Fame or that kind of thing, sure, that the conversation gets a little different. But that was all I was going to say, bring up that point, and have a great rest of your week, guys. Go Niners.
Appreciate the phone call, Crash. Thank you very much. We got plenty of Niners stuff to get to as well. Nick Collins at 8, Marty Morningweg at 8:30, Michael Silver at 9:05, Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. I think the PED scandal isn't as bad as this. I think this is worse. This is a more egregious form of cheating. However, the details of the PED scandal and the manner in which individuals were cheating is going to cause far more outrage because of the example it sets for the children, right? Like, when you get a lot of people involved in the backlash of what happened with PEDs, it was essentially people taking drugs and altering their bodies and cheating the game of baseball. And you heard terms like needles and decadurabalin, right?
Nice.
And Falco and all these laboratories. And you're thinking, my God, my son plays Little League baseball. I don't want him shooting himself up with needles and altering his body and possibly killing himself and overdosing. Because remember, Ken Caminiti and how many players who have suffered that unfortunate fate from the consequences of taking performance-enhancing drugs over the years. So it just seems so dangerous, so tawdry, so scandalous. That got people outraged because, you know, it was drugs. We still remember Nancy Reagan and Ronald Reagan telling us about drugs and all that stuff back in the 80s.
Well,
exactly. Perfect opportunity to bring that in. So you've got that. I think that's why people were were terrified, more outraged by that. This is, oh, okay, so you had a camera and you saw a sign and then you relayed the sign. That's not so bad. You know, no one's really getting hurt there. The cheating is far more egregious with the sign stealing. Far more egregious because it's a concerted team effort. It's a bunch of people working together to gain an edge every possible pitch, every possible at bat. Again, Barry Bonds could hit in the first, but if you don't see him again until the third, he has no impact on the game in the second. He has no impact on the game in the fifth, in the seventh. He's coming up every two, three innings. He's got four swipes at the plate to get after you. That's it.
Yeah, but the big difference is that it's an assault on the record book, and baseball loves its record book and the yes. hallowed traditions more than any other sport on the face of the earth. And so when Sosa McGuire had that great year and come to find out that they were both taking illegal substances and then what Bonds did to the home run record, and he was alleged to have been taking steroids as well, it was an assault on baseball itself. So as much as you're right about this being something that corrupted the championship of the World Series and Houston cheated to win the World Series, we know that now. Baseball's hallowed record book and Cooperstown and the Hall of Fame is such a high place for the sport that I still think that the PED scandal is more damaging to baseball because of the way they look at their hallowed record book.
Yeah, that's an excellent point because I think more people could tell you who the home run king is than could tell you who won the most World Series, right? You'd sit there, most World Series, you'd be, it's got to be the Yankees. Home run king, boom. Right,
or if I asked you what's the record for single season rushing yardage, you probably would know the individual. I don't think you would know the actual number itself because...
Correct. I would definitely have a much better chance of knowing the individual.
Or the all-time rushing yardage. We know it's Emmett Smith, but what's the number? We know that Bonds hit, 763 home runs, but we don't know what Emmett Smith's number is. So.
You're right. The records in baseball mean more than any other sport. That's an excellent point. And you're right. When you assault the rule book like that, it's all these guys who grew up with Maris and Mantle and everybody else. When you start passing those records, you're taking a piece of those people away. Like, at some point, as we get older, someone's probably going to knock down one or two of Steph's records. And that's going to sting because we were here living that. Steph's our guy. So when that happens, that's like all the Bulls fans from the 90s having to, A, deal with the one-on-one battle of Jordan versus LeBron, and B, deal with the team battle of, well, which dynasty was better, the Warriors versus the Bulls. It's an assault on you personally because you've invested in that. That's an excellent point.
It is. And records are meant to be
right. I hate to interrupt. Go ahead. You are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, radio.com sports station. I let that one get close.
Yeah,
Thank you for letting me slide in there.
No, I was just saying, records are meant to be broken. We understand that, but it's just the right way once you do it. And they're going to come at Steph, and they're going to say, well, the game's changed. Yeah, it did. But all games continue to evolve. Football evolved. You look at Jerry Rice when he broke the record. Guys can pretty much grab you, hold you 5 yards, 10 yards down the field, can still be tugging on you. Those are done. So what would he have done in this era of football? So we understand that. So you're always going to be able to debate, but that just gives you opportunity to debate. But when you're looking at baseball and seeing what's going on now, when you're saying, hey, look, this is a team collectively that you're going to hear, hey, when I bang this, this is the pitch that's coming. So now I have a competitive edge. Now, this is collectively, this is a whole organization. Everyone knows this is permeating throughout the locker room. So guys, now you don't have to work as hard. You don't have to put as much time in. All you're doing now is making sure you know those launch angles, make sure you that, because now they're giving you the answers to the test. It's like I was talking about studying for the SAT, ACT, all those different things. But now an individual is studying every day and all of a sudden get a great score. But then if someone has all the answers, What are they going to put in the time? Now they're not going to put in the time at all, really, because they know they already have the answers. So it is a huge competitive edge for the teams that are using it.
Welcome to the 7 o'clock hour of Joe Lowe and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. If you haven't done so already, download the radio.com app right now. Check out your boys, Joe Lowe and Dibs. Catch all the latest 49er news, interviews, and updates. That's the radio.com app. We are on the story that continues to develop in baseball. Alex Cora has been fired by the Boston Red Sox for his role in the cheating scandal that has erupted out of Houston, which, by the way, Houston, what a lousy sports town. You quit against the Warriors last year with a chance to knock them out. Your football team goes up 24-0 against the Chiefs and just gets run out of the building after that. And now your baseball team, the most successful of the bunch, turns out to be the biggest cheaters we've seen in quite some time. And that's where we're at right now. Just the other day, baseball hands down the punishment. Astros general manager Jeff Luhnow, 1 year suspension without pay. He was then fired by owner Jim Crane. Astros manager A.J. Hinch, 1 year suspension without pay. Also fired by owner Jim Crane for the role in this scandal in which they were filming opposing signals and then relaying the signals to the batters via chirping and yelling and banging on trash cans from the dugout. That's where we're at, or that's where we thought we were at. Baseball telling the rest of its member organizations, do not comment on this. We don't have anyone talking about it. Boston now, manager Alex Cora, they win a World Series in 2018 with Cora. Cora was with the Astros in 2017. Turns out it looks like he was the mastermind, the architect behind all this. He just got fired from the Boston Red Sox. So now it's got Boston. And now you're wondering if it's going to spread to New York with the Mets because Carlos Beltran, as their manager, was with the Astros as well. So this thing continues to spill over. The phone lines are juiced, 888-957-9570. We're trying to figure the whole thing out. How bad is this? Should the 2017 World Series title be stripped from the Houston Astros? Is this worse than the PED scandal we dealt with almost 20 years ago?
Houston, we have a problem. And that's I'm going to borrow from Lowe. It's like one of his favorite expressions. And you look at the Red Sox situation. They got a press conference scheduled for 10 o'clock today, likely to address the reasons why they fired Alex Cora. And when you look at Cora, Joe, there's some tweets of his and some interviews he did talking about the days of Sandy Alomar Sr. when he played for Sandy and some of the things he learned about, you know, sign stealing. And this is an individual, Alex Cora, who is a veteran in baseball, and he's known for his baseball IQ, and he has a long history of stealing signs, maybe not in the electronic fashion that ultimately it turned out to be, but this sort of a thing is not new for Alex Cora.
This is really just going to end up being the latest in a cheating scandal that envelops baseball. And then there will be, Lo, you mentioned it earlier, the healing process. And then the next scandal will pop up in 10 to 15 years. People are always looking for an edge. It's the Tour de France. Right. Like, just be honest, man. That is as corrupt a sport as you will find. If it's not one drug, it's the next. If it's not one masking agent, it's the next. They caught him recently. It wasn't the Tour de France, but in cycling, little motors that were being built into the bikes as they were coming around the bend. They were using thermo imaging technology to detect whether or not these bikes had little motors in them. They're always cheating. NASCAR, they're always trying to alter something by just a fraction of a degree to give you an advantage. Every single sport, Patrick Reed just recently, grounding his club in the bunker and then telling everyone, don't call me a cheater. You're a cheater. You don't get to cheat and then tell people to not call you a cheater. That's not how it works.
Careful, he may sue you. Brandel Chamblee has been threatened by Patrick Reed's lawyer because Chamblee on the Golf Channel has been calling him a cheater. And so now there's a C&D, a cease and desist, Lo.
And do you know why they call him a cheater? Because he's a cheater.
That's hot.
It's gonna be there. Sizzle it up.
I think Manfred's putting a lot of pressure on the owners. I think it's like clean baseball up, or guys, we're going to have to make you sell team. I mean, I think that you're in a situation now where owners are making these. Because let me tell you something. You don't think that owners know. These are owners. They own these teams. You understand who your GM is. You hear stories. You don't know what's the banging, what's the deal. You don't think owner, they're very, very.
He's watching every game.
Exactly.
At some point, it's got to be like, what the hell's all that banging?
Exactly.
This is my stadium. What's going on down there?
People don't relate. They still have to. You have to report to your owner. You don't think that Jed Yorton and Kyle Shanahan, they talk. They have meetings.
The guy in Cleveland wants to meet with you every Monday and Friday with the Browns.
Exactly.
Every Monday and Friday wants meetings.
That's a little much, but a lot of these owners, Dallas Cowboys, you don't think these guys know what's going on? Come on. So you got to realize this thing is big. That's why I'm saying, you like, is it a big deal? Yes, because now you have the head guy, Manfred, telling ownership, you better clean this thing up. Because why? Because now you don't want now they're thinking about their reputation, even though they hired these guys. You're not just going to hire a guy just speculating on that. So I.